to certify. Always by word of mouth, something that is declared. Something that is going to do. Alright, what do we have here? Declare. Word of mouth. I declare, I say it. People stay with me. It's important that you want to understand Jesus Christ in John 1. I declare what I'm going to do. I say it. Look with me at Isaiah chapter 40. Let's look at something in chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 40, and let's look at verse 3. A voice is calling. Okay, a voice, talking, words, my God, I declare, same type of concept. Something is being spoken, something's being said. A voice is calling. Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. What's it sound like? It sounds like John the voice, John the Baptist, coming before Jesus Christ comes. Okay. Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert the highway of our Lord. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley. We don't have time to go through what all this is, but it's powerful, but I want to go somewhere with you in the reading. Verse 5. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice. Do you see the emphasis on the voice? The word spoken, the voice spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are like grass. The grass withers and the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. What is he talking about? Oh, talking about this book. That we're talking about? Is that what he's talking about? Look at the last phrase in verse 8. But the word of our God stands forever. Look at John 1 with me now. Go to the Gospel of John. What is Jesus Christ about, the first ending? John 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, but more than the Bible, it's going to stand forever. What's going to stand forever? Is God doing what God says that he will do. This is a God that you and I can trust. This is a God that you and I can trust in everything that he says that he will do it. And no one, here's the point, no one can stop him. Satan cannot stop him. He is going to do what he said he's going to do. Sending of Jesus Christ is God keeping his word. That's why Christ is called the Word. He's called the Word because God said, I will save man. He sends his Word, meaning he sends the answer to that, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. He is God fulfilling his Word. When we see and understand Jesus, that's why I try to show you, what is the life of Christ a revelation of? The life of Christ is a revelation of God. What is the book of Revelation about? That is a revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to learn about Jesus Christ. We don't study the Gospels to learn about Jesus Christ so much as we learn about God. I'll show you this as we continue through this. He says, I don't come to tell you my word. I don't come to do my will. Everything about Jesus Christ, people, we're learning about God. He is God keeping his word. That's the remarkable thing about understanding.